Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Dive into the summer splash event at Whole Foods Market with savings on no antibiotics ever organic chicken breast and top sirloin steaks for the grill. Cool off with a big sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti frozen treats and find everything you need for fun in the sun, like brioche buns, uniquely flavored condiments, and fruit-filled pies to level up your cookout. Beat the heat with same-day delivery. Start summer at Whole Foods Market, in-store and online.
Moncrief on News Talk.
This afternoon, it's expected that a committee on Dublin City Council will vote to close off a laneway in Dublin. Swan Alley in Dublin 8 has apparently become a site for drug-taking and antisocial behaviour, and it's the second laneway that's been closed off in Dublin City Centre in recent times. But is this a solution, or does it just move the problem elsewhere? Dara Moriarty is a Labour councillor for the area. Afternoon, Dara.
How's things?
Could you tell us then about Swan Alley? What have been the issues there and how long have they been going on for?
So Swan Alley is a lane just off Thomas Street in the Liberties. It's located just around a number of businesses. Some of the businesses that people may know is a cafe, Manning's, and a sandwich shop right beside it. And that goes up towards an apartment complex, which is at the back of Thomas Street. We were first approached by residents, I'd say, the guts of a year, 18 months ago, outlining a number of persistent antisocial criminal issues, really serious and severe issues, open drug taking, fights, quite aggressive behaviour, illegal dumping, faeces in the lane, really nightmarish stuff. And I suppose we would have engaged on the residents' behalf, but the residents had already been engaging with Dublin City Council, and the local business as well had been engaging to try and find the resolution, to try and sort of keep the laneway as clean as possible. Lots of really damaging graffiti was on the lane as well. It was just a magnet for all sorts. And yeah. I suppose from that point onwards, we put them in touch with the Dublin City Council local area office. The process to extinguish the public right away, it's called, that needs to be undertaken in consultation with all of the stakeholders who are affected by the laneways, so that's local businesses and the local residents. That process kind of got going last summer, and it came to us at our area committee last September, and what we done there was we kicked off the process whereby a consultation would have taken place. All owners of land that would have been affected by this closure were contacted, and now today at our area committee, it's coming before us again to kind of rubber stamp that closure. And I suppose I'm sitting here as a local representative who wants people to be able to get around our streets and wants permeability where it's possible. And I appreciate the hypocrisy of sort of coming in here and saying I'm for that, and yet today I'm going to vote in favour of closing a lane. And I suppose the thing I would argue is every avenue we could have gone down to try and address some of these issues we have, and they're not being addressed yet. And the residents who live there are living through hell. So in that situation, I feel we have no other option but to go ahead with the closure. And I suppose I will be supporting it today, and I think some of my colleagues in Dublin City Council will be as well. After that, Sean, it goes forward to the full City Council in June where it actually happens. So if listeners who are living in the area today, it won't be closed tomorrow, but it goes forward to Dublin City Council's full council, and then it gets ratified from there.
Yeah, and closing it means what? Does that mean putting a brick wall up or a gate?
Gates.
Yeah.
Gates. So I think that the issue that the reason it's taken this long from when the residents first brought it up with us was there was kind of fire safety issues around the quality of the gates, emergency services being able to get in at the top of the lane. This is at the back of Thomas Street, bin collection for for the local businesses, things like that, very basic stuff that needed to be kind of ironed out. And I think then who would own the lane, who would be responsible for its upkeep, who would be responsible for the lighting? Because once the public right of way is extinguished, that is no longer the City Council's responsibility. So I think ensuring that all the stakeholders knew what they were getting themselves in for, if they wanted to get down that route, that was part of the consultation process, which has been ongoing for a number of months now.
Yeah.
And my understanding is everybody is satisfied with that. So there will be gates erected either end. And just I suppose, to give a bit of context to the lane itself, it's incredibly narrow when you're coming off Thomas Street. There's two buildings either side of you. It's really pokey and narrow. And then when you get towards the apartment building at the back, it widens. And there's a blind spot there. And that was a real issue for people, that they couldn't actually see down. They didn't have sight of what was going on up the lane. So when they were getting to a certain point, then there could be aggression, there could be intimidating behaviour happening right beside them when they get up the lane. So this isn't the laneway that people are using as a shortcut to get to and from the shops or to get back to that.
Right. Okay.
Other laneways around the city actually have footfall, actually have permeability happening, whereas this lane is just a magnet for trouble. So,
yeah,
you know, in that respect, I don't have a difficulty with a closure of this type of lane. Where other lanes where people are actually using it, where kids are getting to school, where the cyclists coming through, I would defend the closure of those. I would try and stop the closure of those lanes.
Mm.
But again, I hear myself saying that, Sean, and I hear people saying, okay, so when it's convenient for you, for your local residents, you will close a lane, but when it's other lanes, you'll have a problem. But, and I understand that criticism.
Yeah, and I assume this lane it was being used for these purposes anyway, for the reasons you described, because it was narrow, because it was a blind spot, because people weren't, or maybe it was a chicken and egg thing, people stopped using this laneway because there were individuals in there using it for various purposes.
I think there's a slight chicken and egg thing, but generally speaking, nobody in that local area uses that lane. Nobody. And I think the only people that actually come into it for sort of a functional purpose is the businesses for the bins. You know, they leave the bins to the rear of their properties. But that's essentially it. Otherwise, it is just a magnet for the antisocial and criminal issues that I've already outlined to you. So that's why. And I think further up along, if your listeners are familiar with Thomas Street, you've got the Vicar Street venue there, for example. You've got a laneway which cuts through to the flat complex where everybody goes into the Vicar Street venue. There's a laneway there. That's huge footfall, huge passive surveillance. There's another one just beside that called Molyneux Yard. Again, that's a narrow one, but a lot of footfall. So, you know, people are using the lane. They're up and down. They're telling people to get out of there who are at sort of negative behaviour. Whereas this one is, for all the reasons we've outlined, is not used for anything good, as far as I can see, and as far as I've heard from the business and the residents.
When the initial issues were raised with you, and you said that you tried every other, what are those other alternatives?
Well, the other alternatives are, so look, it's a laneway that is the responsibility of Dublin City Council. Ultimately, it is a public laneway. So in terms of cleanliness, in terms of tackling the illegal dumping, in terms of tackling some of the loitering of the individuals who were perpetrating the antisocial and criminal behaviour, there's linking in with the local Gardaí to make them aware of the situations, particularly some of the really nightmarish, violent incidents that happened there. There's also linking in with local health services, other community stakeholders. And, you know, we are within walking distance here of the supervised injection facility on Merchants Quay.
Mm.
So all of that stakeholder engagement was happening. And we did at times, from a Dublin City Council perspective anyway, you know, the local area office were very proactive at going down there, and as soon as illegal dumping was happening, getting rid of it, because illegal dumping only begets more illegal dumping. So that type of proactive approach was being taken, and still to no avail, you know?
Yeah.
And
Why didn't it work?
I think the specific geography of this lane is part of the reason. And I think the fact that you didn't have that passive surveillance of people actually, you know, when it was cleaned up and when some of the negativity was pushed away, that they would actually come in and kind of fill it with more positive uses of the lane.
Yeah.
That wasn't happening at all. And I think that goes down to the real narrow, pokey, dangerous nature of the lane in and of itself, just by how it's laid out. So I think for all of those reasons, and because of the persistence of the issues, and because the residents are telling us on a weekly basis what they're encountering when they walk out their door, you know, this process was initiated, and now we're at the kind of culmination of that process, and we will go ahead with the extinguishment of the public right away.
But as you know, of course, you know, you've closed that laneway, and probably the businesses and the residents will be happy with that, but it probably moves the issue someplace else.
I don't disagree with that at all. And displacement is a huge issue. And I think generally speaking, you know, across the city, not just my own area of Dublin 8, but across the city, when there's a big flare-up of an incident and when the Gardaí respond, it does just kind of, it's a bit of a whack-a-mole situation. It does just pop up somewhere else. And I think that the thing we always try and push on the Gardaí is to keep pushing it away, because there's evidence out there, international research, that says if you keep deterring it, if you keep pushing it away, it gets lesser each time. And that's an attitude that we really do need to reinforce reinforcing their Gardaí, because sometimes when you talk to some local Gardaí, they throw their hands up in the air and say, well, if I move them there, it's just going to go there. Mm. He's like, yeah, we'll keep moving it, you know, and that's the answer. But I think some of the activity that happens in this laneway can only happen here because of its layout and because of its geography, and it wouldn't be happening out in the open. So I think that's something to be said as well about the specific issues that happen in Swan Alley.
Yeah, okay. It's a shame, though. Well, obviously, I get from you, you feel that as well. It's a shame to have to do this at all.
100%. Yeah. And look, I mean, I'm fully alert to the fact that not just my own area, but in the parts of the central area of Dublin City Council, sort of around the Connell Street area, there have been lane closures. And, you know, everyone kind of says, I don't support this, but in this instance, I do. Mm. And I fully recognise that everyone says this is an exception. Well, how many exceptions can you continue to make? Yes. You know, and I'm fully alert to that, and I want better solutions, and I want the Gardaí to actually get a grip of some of these issues. I want these people who are perpetrating the illegal open drug taking to be redirected towards a health-led approach. I want all that to happen, but in this instance, it hasn't happened over the last 18 months, and that's why we're taking the decision today.
Dara Moriarty is a Labour Party councillor for Dublin City Council. Dara, thank you very much.
Thanks very much, all.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.